when death is defied, and evil rules, and those in your midst are Satan's tools. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend here to guide you from a frightening beginning to a horrible end. As you may know, age can bring with it a tested wisdom, a sure knowledge guided by experience. In tonight's show, though, we meet two elderly people whose remembrance of things past has far too much to do with the hideous events of the present. The story is called After Sunset, and was written for Nightfall by Edmonton writer Brian Taylor. I hope you can handle it.
Grandpa? Grandpa, what are you doing out here? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Grandpa, please come back inside. You can't stand out here all night. You're ice cold.
Ellen, listen to me. Something happened a long time ago. Something terrible. It happened here in the Point, and there's no one who remembers it now but me. It had a feeling to it, Ellen. And tonight I felt it again.
What are you talking about, Grandpa?
You've got to promise me you won't leave the house after sunset. Lock the doors and windows and don't let anyone in, whoever it is. Don't trust anyone. Promise me.
Grandpa, you're scaring me.
Ellen, promise me.
All right. Now let's go in now.
It's out there, Ellen, and it won't stop.
I want a curfew posted, Harvey. You call up the radio station, the newspaper, and get some signs made. I want them posted all over town. 7 o'clock curfew.
Yes, sir. Chief, Mel told me about finding that boy. Said it was pretty bad. That right, Chief?
Yeah.
Boy, there's going to be some kind of panic when people find out about it. I mean, you know, all torn up like that.
Look, just get that done, would you, Harvey?
Oh, yes, sir. Shouldn't you get some sleep, Chief? You look kind of... Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I'm on my way, Chief. Huh. Looks like Ellen Hartman's coming to see you. How do, Miss Hartman?
Harvey, George, could I talk to you?
Sure. Harvey, have you got something keeping you here?
No, sir.
You've got to come out to the house, George. He was staring into the dark, just standing on the porch all alone, staring.
Hey, slow down. Now who, your grandpa?
He said something terrible was going to happen. And when I got him back into the house, He stared into my eyes and said, "Not you. Don't let it be you." George, I'm frightened.
Ellen, Ben is very old. Sometimes old people, they hear and see things that aren't there. But it is strange.
What's strange?
Well, there's no way he could have known, Ellen. But something did happen last night. The Roberts boy was killed.
Oh, my God, no.
Fact is, that boy had been ripped to pieces by some wild animal.
Wild animal? George, that can't be. There's not a wolf or a bear anywhere near here.
Well, something's out there, Ellen. Whatever it is, it's not human.
Oh. Grandpa? Grandpa, it's Ellen. You've got the door chained. Let me in, Grandpa.
All right. Just a minute. Inside, quickly. It's almost sunset.
Grandpa, this is stupid. I can't stand you staring into my eyes and locking the doors and windows and never going out. What's happening to you, Grandpa?
Ellen, you wouldn't understand.
Try me. Grandpa, a boy was killed last night. Tell me how you knew.
No.
Then I unlock all the doors and windows.
You are the most ornery, mean cuss I ever knew.
Now, I wonder where I get it from. Grandpa, you brought the axe up from the cellar. This has gone too far.
Now, you leave it there. Don't open the door, Ellen.
Are you going to tell me why?
No.
All right. Yes? I'd like to see Ben Hart.
Ellen, you close that door.
Grandpa, it's a lady.
I said you let no one in.
Ben, will you stop being a horse's ass and open this door?
Sounds like she knows you, Grandpa.
It's Madge, Ben. Will you let me in? It's nearly sunset.
Madge? Madge Brownlee? Pretty girl with red hair?
It's Madge Cortland now, and the hair's white. But it's the same one.
Well, I'm letting her in.
No, it could be her. She could be the one.
Mrs. Cortland, I'm Ellen Hartman. I'm sorry you had to wait.
That's all right, dear. I know the reason. Ben, I refuse to let you sulk. Look at my eyes. Oh, come on, you stubborn old fool. Look at my eyes. You see, I'm not the one. You do remember me, don't you?
Madge, you were so pretty then.
Well, everything changes, Ben.
I'd better put on some lights. And maybe now I can open some windows.
No, dear. I wouldn't do that.
You know, don't you, Madge? You can feel it, too.
Yes, that's why I came back. We've got to stop it this time.
Yeah.
Would someone like to tell me what you're talking about?
Your grandfather hasn't told you?
No. Apart from dragging the axe up here, he hasn't said a thing.
Ben, you've got to tell her.
I hear a boy was killed last night.
They think it was wild dogs.
Like the last time.
All right. All right. I want to hear it. I'm a prisoner in my own house, and I want to know why.
Well, dear, it started a long time ago when someone was killed by wild dogs, just like that boy last night. That's what we thought at first. No one could imagine what else could rip and tear like that. It had to be wild animals.
It always happened after sunset. People started dying. 9 of them, all torn apart. We finally shot every stray dog we saw. But it wasn't a dog. It was a quiet, gentle boy who delivered the mail.
Jimmy Pearson.
But why? Why did he kill them?
Well, dear, people said he'd gone crazy. He wasn't crazy. He just wasn't Jimmy anymore. Something was wearing Jimmy's body like an old suit of clothes. Something that looked out of his eyes and made sounds in his throat. But you could tell, whatever it was very old and wicked.
What happened to him?
We killed him. At least Bill Fraser, Doc's father, did. There were 4 of us when we trapped him in that field. We all shot at him. 11 bullets dug out of him later, but he still came raging at us until Bill Fraser cut him down with an axe.
My God.
Whatever was inside Jimmy left him, and he dropped like an empty sack. A sound came out of his throat that shook the ground, and every one of us felt something evil leave that place, like a cold wind.
And now you feel it again?
Whatever it is waits a long time, Ellen. Then one day it moves into someone. Maybe someone you know and trust. Ellen, dear, I'm terribly thirsty. I wonder if...
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
I think we can offer our guests some of that brandy you don't let me drink, Ellen.
I'll get us all one.
You don't trust her yet, do you, Madge?
Now, Ben, don't get your hackles up. I don't get that feeling from Ellen. The feeling I got from Jimmy.
You were close, you and him.
Well, that's gone, Ben. But this thing, whatever it is still here. Mm-hmm. And it's inside someone now.
Oh, boy, am I gonna catch it. Drinking again, Sam? It's getting cold. Who's that? Come on now. Who's that in the shadows? Sam Collins out here. A little late to be walking in the park, isn't it? Breaking the curfew? Oh, it's you. What are you doing out here? Hey, your eyes look real funny. You feel something heavy pushing at you, or is it just me? Huh? What are you doing?
No!
No!
Morning, Chief.
Where the hell have you been, Harvey? This is the third morning you've been late this week.
Yeah, well, I had to stop off at Doc Fraser's to see if he'd done that autopsy on Sam, Chief. You told me to last night just after we found Sam in the park. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Has he finished?
Well, Doc said sometime this afternoon.
Any reports on stray dogs or wolves?
No, sir. And there ain't been a bear sighted in almost 10 years.
Then what is it? What's out there? Two dead and we don't know a damn thing. I'm going out to Ben Hartman's place. Ellen said he knew something.
Sir?
Yes?
Before you go to old Ben's place, you asked me to remind you about the Roberts boy's funeral this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Just, earning my pay, Chief.
On your way out, ask Molly to bring in some aspirin.
Oh, you, got a headache, Chief?
Yeah. Is something I can do for you, Harvey?
Oh, no, no, sir. I'm on my way.
I am more sorry than I can say, Mr. Roberts. Mrs. Roberts, would you excuse me? George.
Father Stone. Beautiful service.
There's an evil here, George. I can feel it. It grows stronger by the minute. Has anything been done about these terrible deaths?
All I can think of, Father. He was a good kid. He wanted to be a cop. Did you know that? Whatever killed him and Sam, I'm going to find it.
I can't leave the Roberts just now. I'd like to talk to you later.
Of course.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, Father.
George? Over here.
Well, Doc. You finished Sam's autopsy?
Yes. George, get in the car. I don't want anyone else to hear this.
Can you drive out of here? I've had enough of graveyards for a while. Well, what did you find?
George, Sam wasn't killed by dogs or any other animal. I should have been more thorough with the Roberts boy, but I assumed
dog,
that...
Dog, what did it?
The wounds on their bodies were made by human hands and teeth.
Are you sure?
George, I'm positive. We've got a madman somewhere in this town.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Whoever it is must be incredibly strong.
Well, that's not much help, Doc.
It's the best I can do right now. The killer can't stay hidden long.
Maybe only long enough to kill 3 or 4 more people. Doc, were either Sam or Mark cannibalized?
Now, that's an interesting point. Major organs had been torn out, bones splintered, muscle tissue massively damaged, but nothing taken away. Whoever it is doesn't feed on flesh. He feeds on fear and pain.
George Cole, wait a minute.
Oh, Ben, I was just on my way to see you. Where's Ellen?
Out somewhere doing her charity work. I hear Sam died last night.
Yes, he did. Doc just told me about his autopsy.
You know it's not wild animals now.
And so do you. How?
Could we go into your office? I feel kind of funny out here in the street.
Now, you're telling me that some evil spirit takes over a human body and kills for bloodlust?
It has happened before, George.
Check it. Back issues of the Mead Point Herald.
100 years ago, dear, a woman killed 11 people. Then 50 years ago, Jimmy Pearson went berserk.
Young boy. Imagine him wear clothes. Well, that's why she can feel it so strong.
No one will believe this.
No one did last time, either.
And it could be anyone. How do you know it isn't me?
We don't, dear. If it were you, you could be suppressing the feeling, knowing that we can recognize it. Whatever this wicked thing is, it is clever.
So, madman or spirit, I'm still back where I started.
Well, there is one difference. A madman you can lock up or kill. Well, this thing keeps coming back. But I think Madge has a way to stop it.
Oh?
It's a very ancient ceremony, when people still believed in this sort of thing.
Exorcism?
No, dear. That simply drives the spirit out of the body. This ceremony isn't quite so nice. Do you mind if I don't tell you just yet?
You still think it might be me?
Hell, we don't know. But after sunset, where'll you be, George?
Look, Mel, we've been cruising this area for nearly an hour. Second shift for both of us. Like, we can pull into Sarah's cafe for 5 minutes for coffee, huh?
Harvey, you had a coffee less than an hour ago.
Yeah, and I waited in the car for 15 minutes while you used Sarah's bathroom. You got a problem, Mel?
I just think we've been taking too many breaks tonight, Harvey. If George Cole ever found out...
George Cole doesn't know diddly squat about nothing. So don't worry. Jesus! You see that? Coming out of Murray's place?
Covered in blood and running like 60. He's heading for the fields, Harvey.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! Stop! We're off fire!
Harv, don't!
Jesus, Harv! You killed him!
He was running. Look at the blood on him. He must have killed Murray.
And him a doctor. I would never thought Doc Fraser would go crazy, would you? He looked just fine last time I saw him.
Well, all he looks is dead now. We better radio in.
It's enough to make
calm
a man...
Calm yourself, Ben.
You tell me where she is and I'll be calm. We've been back for an hour, Madge, and she's not back yet. And she's not going to come back.
Ben, dear, I haven't slapped a man in a long time. Oh. And I don't intend to start now.
Well, where is she? I phoned everybody and no one's seen her.
Grandpa? Mrs. Cortland?
Ellen?
I'll let her in.
You stupid girl, where the hell were you?
Good to see you too, Grandpa.
Oh.
You didn't answer your grandfather, Ellen.
I waited for you, and it got dark, and I got scared by myself. I waved down a car and got a ride out to Millie's place.
What kind of help is Millie? She's half blind, half deaf, and wouldn't know you from a bedpost.
At least I wasn't alone.
How did you get back, dear?
I hitched another ride.
Jumping Judas, girl.
That was very foolish, my dear.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, George. What? You caught him? Just a second. Madge, Grandpa, they caught him. Who was it, George? Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, God, no. Yeah, I'll tell them. Night, George. Huh? It was Doc Fraser all the time. He came running out of Murray Thompson's house, all covered in blood. Harvey shot and killed him. When they went into the house, they found Murray all torn up.
Shot and killed him?
That's what George said. What's wrong?
You remember I told you how Doc's father killed Jimmy?
With an axe. And 11 bullets didn't kill him. Then it wasn't Doc.
No. This wicked thing is very clever. It wants us to think that there's no more danger. Dear, could you phone George back and ask him to come out here with all his men? Oh, and call Father Stone, too. We're going to need a lot of help.
All right, Madge. My men are posted around the house. I hope this isn't a waste of time.
It isn't, George. Mrs. Cortland explained it to me before you got here.
Father Stone is here for the same reason you are, George.
Doc Fraser didn't kill Murray or Sam or the Roberts boy. The killer's still around.
Are you sure?
I thought about it a lot. And I realized it had to be someone who no one would notice. Someone people would trust.
Someone no one would suspect.
When the only motive is love of killing, you gotta look to who's got most opportunity. right, George?
Now, if you know, tell me.
According to Mrs. Cortland, it must be lured to her. It must think she is defenseless.
You're using yourself as bait?
Yes, dear. It has to come to me. It has to be done this way, and I'll not tell you who it is. You see, I haven't told anyone. I'm the only one who knows.
Well, what do you want me to do?
All of us go outside, except for Madge here. Now, you tell your men to fan out and search the grounds. We'll join them.
When this thing knows she's alone, it'll come back for her. You have the instruments, Ben.
Yep, got them right here.
God help you.
I certainly hope he does, Father. Come. I knew you would. Come in. Sit here beside me. That's better. Yes, you can always tell by the eyes. You need to kill again, don't you? But you want to enjoy it, stretch it out. So, have some wine while we wait. No. You don't trust me. Here, I'll have some, too. There, you see? That's right. Good, isn't it? You know, I didn't really know it was you. So I tricked you.
You're going to die, old woman.
Oh, we're all going to die, Harvey. I haven't been afraid of death for a long time, so it won't be much fun for you, I'm afraid. I had to lie to George to get you in here, you know.
He's a fool. He'll die, too.
Oh, but you don't die, do you? You simply discard bodies like old clothes.
Oh, but those bodies feel good, old woman. Very good. Jimmy Pearson felt good. He fit me like a glove.
Yes, you are wicked. You must have gone to Murray's house while your partner was in Sarah's cafe. You knocked out Dr. Fraser, killed Murray, and covered the doctor in his blood.
I'm going to enjoy killing you. It's going to be slow. My legs. I can't feel my legs. The wine.
Yes, I've poisoned Harvey's body. You can't move, can you? Neither can I. I knew you wouldn't trust me unless I drank some, too. The others don't know it's poison, or they wouldn't have let me do it. You see, I love Jimmy Pearson more than you could know. So I don't mind dying. Not with you dying, too.
You stupid woman. Once this body dies, I'll be free again.
Oh, the poison won't kill you right away. It takes time to kill a body that you're inside. Like it did with Jimmy. 11 bullets. The mistake we made was finishing the job. You see, I've read all about you.
What do you mean?
If the body is pierced by steel, the spirit dies. That's from a very old book about you. Yes, it's true, isn't it? In a minute, they'll come back and pin your arms and legs to that chair with steel ice picks. And then they'll put one more through your heart and wall you up forever.
Is it time, Madge?
Yes, Ben. It's time. Oh, God. It's Harvey.
He hasn't been Harvey for some time. Harvey's already gone.
How could he do it?
Evil needs no reason, Ellen. I'd like to be the first. You're never getting out of that chair, Harvey.
No, I want to be next.
It's your turn, Father. For all the innocents you have killed, God forgive me.
Goodbye, Harvey.
Madge, you want to be the last one?
No, Ben. You do it for me.
Ah!
take him out to the old church, Madge, and wall him up there. You want to come?
No, Ben. I'll be here when you get back. I'll always be here.
Unfortunately, doing the right thing can sometimes require a very great sacrifice. Here's who was involved in tonight's production.
After Sunset was written for Nightfall by Brian Taylor and featured Stu Carson as Ben, Nicole Evans as Ellen, Graham McPherson as Police Chief George Cole, Gordon Marriott as Harvey, Araby Lockhart as Madge, and Frank C. Turner as Doc Fraser. Walter Kessa played Father Stone, and Blair Haynes played Sam and Mel. The sound engineer was Al Lambden, with sound effects by Eric Wagers and Dean Purvis. Production assistant, Barbara Galt. The script editor, Ruth Fraser. After Sunset was produced and directed in Edmonton by Laurie Seligman. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalczyk.
Thank you for choosing a DH Audio production. Look for other DH Audio programs at your local retailer or visit our website at www.dhaudio.com.